Line.
Yeah, that was great.
So we've had two of the best in the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that Steelers-Rams game back in 80.
Good.
Was
mm-hmm.
it the 80 Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was the 79 season, the 80 Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. That comes to mind. The second Cowboys-Steelers game was great.
That was awesome. The second San Francisco-Cincinnati game where Montana had to lead them down, that to that point, that was probably the best Super Bowl. That was late 80s.
Was that John Taylor with the game-winning
yeah.
catch, or was that the Jerry
Everyone
Rice?
Thought it was going to Rice, but it went to Taylor, I
yeah.
thought.
Yeah, that was a great one. Okay. Best individual performance in Super Bowl history. Let's go position, kind of break it down to make it a little easier. Best quarterback performance.
Bill Sims. It's still the best percentage. And he had a couple incompletions and he just didn't miss.
Was he 22 of 25?
Something like that, yeah.
Three touchdowns, maybe?
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at Steve Young's numbers.
Against San Diego?
95, the 95 Super Bowl.
Those were good.
24 of 36, 325 yards, and 6 touchdowns.
Wow.
And no interceptions. 6 touchdown passes.
Yeah, you definitely have to put that up there.
Troy's game in 93 against the Bills in Pasadena, 22 of 30, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, 273 yards.
That was awesome.
How about Doug Williams' game in 88? Out of nowhere, 18 of 29 for 340 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Didn't he tweak his knee early in the game? And he stayed in there and kept slinging it around?
Mm-hmm.
That was greatness.
Sling it around!
Kurt Warner in 2000, the only quarterback ever to top the 400-yard mark when he threw for 414 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back a couple of years later in their loss and threw for 365.
And now he's a backup.
And now he's a backup.
Incredible.
I think I'm going to go with Steve Young. I think 6 touchdown passes and just completely carving up that Chargers defense may, in my book, rank as number one, even though that Chargers defense wasn't that great.
I'll go with Phil Sims.
All right. Best running back performance ever.
Timmy Smith. Comes to mind with the Redskins.
He's the only one ever to go over 200 yards, 204 in 88.
Just out of nowhere, too. Guy really hadn't done much and just went absolutely nuts. And I thought when Denver beat Green Bay in the upset in San Diego, what's his name? That just recently...
Terrell Davis?
Yeah, Terrell Davis. That was a great game.
Yeah. The one that comes to mind for me and the guy who is second on the individual game chart, Marcus Allen in 84 for 191.
Yeah.
Remember, he had that one spectacular run.
That was dominant.
And was pretty dominant for the entire game.
The other running back that always stands out to me is Riggins against the Dolphins in that 4th-and-2 that he broke at the line of scrimmage and took it down the sideline.
Yep.
He pretty much carried the Redskins to a title that year.
Yeah, let's see. Davis was the last running back to be named Super Bowl MVP in 98. And before that, Emmitt in 94. Emmitt had some good games.
Yeah.
Otis Anderson in 91. And then Marcus Allen in 84 and Riggins in 83. But for the most part, the MVP trophy has been dominated by quarterbacks. I think of the 37... Let's see. Of the 37 most valuable players, 19 times it's been a quarterback, 7 times a running back, 3 times a wide receiver, 2 times a defensive end, 2 times a linebacker, 2 times a safety. And then 1 cornerback. Was that Dexter Jackson last year?
Yeah. Yeah.
1 defensive tackle.
Or Larry Brown.
Oh, was Jackson a safety?
It must have been. Cause
Larry Brown must be the 1 cornerback.
Yeah.
1 defensive tackle,
Randy White.
Uh-huh. When he was co-MVP with Harvey Martin.
Uh-huh.
And 1 kick returner/punt returner, Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard, yeah. We were at that Super Bowl.
That's right.